Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. How are you? Welcome to Married to Medicine Day on Watch What Crappens.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me. Having all of us here. Everyone, on American Medicine Day.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming by. Take a seat. It's our live show on Spotify every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific. It's a really fun week as usual. Everybody else, come. It'll be fun. It's great times. Also, we restarted our Game of Thrones podcast called Winter is Crappening. The first episode is up for the new show, House of the Dragon, which starts this Sunday. And so recaps will be up every Monday afternoon. So join us for that. Just search Winter is Crappening wherever you get your podcasts. And press the little subscribe and like and subscribe, like and subscribe.
Smash that button. Smash that like and subscribe button.
Yeah, and that's all I have for announcements today. How about you, Ben?
No. I'm just excited. I'm finally like really excited for House of the Dragon because last night I was doing some reading about it, and then that made me go back and read some like old recaps of Game of Thrones and all those characters and that whole world. And I'm like officially at a level of hyped. I'm hyped. I'm hyped up.
Okay, good. Well, you know, you need that. You need
I'm going to channel that into Married to Medicine, the original Game of Thrones.
Yes, where the Lannisters were holding each other back from fighting while one of them just wanted bacon.
Well, I think we all remember the famous Game of Thrones episode where Cersei shows all the women sex toys.
Oh my god, or the bacon wedding. That was a really good one.
The bacon wedding. It's pretty vicious.
Pretty big, guys. So we are in Las Vegas with the Married to Medicine ladies, and Bravo, you know, they're taking a lot of, they just do the same things over. It's a formula, guys. It's a formula. We all know, okay? And I love the formula no matter what it is. I don't really need to hear about people sticking vibrators up their cooch in two shows in 1 week. We have it on Dubai, the Never Have I Ever. Anal? Has anyone done anal? Okay, guys. And then everyone gets all grossed out, like, oh my god, vaginas aren't butts. And then they crack up. Okay, like maybe once a year. Okay, give me that. I don't need it twice in a week. Dubai and Married to Medicine, both of you. Okay?
I don't think I need it. I think Never Have I Ever has now, it's like the new vagina waxing or whatever. I mean, maybe this was like some complex way to promote Mindy Kaling's second season of her show. But like, I don't know. I think there's like a lot of Never Have I Ever on right now.
I think that casts just all want to talk about butt sex. Just talk about butt sex. Why do you need to have a game? Because that's all they're playing for, is to say who's had a threesome and who's had butt sex. Just talk about butt sex, okay? You're all friends. It's fine. Talk about it.
Also, that honestly, the novelty has worn off. I mean, I've always found it to be a little cringe watching middle-aged people play Never Have I Ever, just because I feel like it's something you play when you're like young, you're like 22 or something like that. But I feel like, and of course, I say this as someone who is 43 and does all sorts of stuff, like a 12-year-old. But that being said, I'm just sort of over the Never Have I Ever scenes. Like, I don't need them. It's like, you know, I would like to say Never Have I Ever seen another one of these scenes again, because it's just, it's always the same. Like you said, it's always the same questions. It's always the same outrageousness, and they're having a fun time. But like us, it's like, oh, wow, she had a threesome. Oh, here's a story about someone having sex on an airplane again. Like, it's always the same. And what was so surprising about this one is that the last episode of Married to Medicine ended with them playing Never Have I Ever. And I was not under the impression that it was a to-be-continued. Maybe there was a to-be-continued that I'd forgotten about. But when this episode opens up and we're still in the game, I'm like, wait, you're stretching this over 2 weeks? This is a new low for Never Have I Ever on Bravo.
Yeah, well, there's a couple problems with Never Have I Ever. One, I'm old, so I've done everything. Okay, like I just keep drinking, and then people get mad at me for getting drunk too much when I feel like they're baiting me into the quest. Like, have you done anal? Yes. Have you done a threesome? Yes. Have you shoplifted? Yes. I'm 46. I'm about to be 47. Okay, I've done all of this shit except murder. I mean, pretty much everything else I've done. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing is I'm gay. So, you know, their idea of Never Have I Ever being like, wow, Have you guys ever had sex? Yes, I've had sex in public. Name a place I haven't had sex, okay? I'm a homosexual. I can have sex wherever. Okay, I can have sex easier in public than I can sing in public. Okay? That's just how it is, you guys.
You know what I would like? I would like never have I ever, and just like, why don't we change the questions? Like, never have I ever replaced my Tide Pods with all pods and put them in the same container. Like, I was like, okay, I'm into these questions. What are the stupid domestic adult, like Aaron things?
Like adult things, you know, like never have I ever paid my estimated taxes on time. There's one.
Never have I ever put something plastic in the dishwasher on the lower level.
Never have I ever smushed two wet pieces of soap together to seem like one bigger piece of soap because I'm too lazy to walk over to the cabinet to get a new box of soap.
Never have I ever put one of those plastic, you know, to-go things in the microwave to heat something up and then afterwards realized it was not meant for microwaves. That was more of an accident. I don't know if that would really count for never have I ever.
Yeah, you see, wasn't that fun? Okay, everybody, spread it around. Tell everybody you know on Bravo. There's parking. A new game in town. Okay?
Yeah, never have I ever. Real shit. Colon, real shit.
Have you ever touched your colon? Whoa, went off the rails there, Anila. Okay, went off the rails. So here we are with Never Have I Ever in Las Vegas. And, you know, of course, Anila has to explain what it is because people are like, what? Never have I ever what? I need the sentence finished. But so her first one is sex on the beach, yawn, you know. And then Contessa's like, well, yeah, pretty much every beach we've ever been to. It's pretty great. Okay, now that's gross. You know, now I'm already turning. Like, now I have to think about you and your husband fucking on the beach when I'm trying to walk myself. I don't even have a child to complain about. But I don't need to see it either. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't need to see Contessa getting down on the beach like that. So, and then she's like, you know, it's not on purpose. I mean, just pretty much every beach you've been to. Yeah, it's been great. I'm like, I don't believe any of this.
I don't even believe
you've had sex in your movie theater with the thing on the door that says, admit one. I don't think so. How about admit none on the sex department?
Yeah. And Heavenly's like, oh yeah, we know you have. And then she says, we know you have, Toya. And Quad is like, I'm confused. Eugene says he doesn't like PDA. So whomever the person she had sex with on the beach was not Eugene Harris. And of course,
let the jury know that what transpired on the beach happened with another person, and that person was not Eugene. So please, Your Honor, might I say, I shall approach the bench, and I shall approach it with sand from the beach that was given to me by another person who was transpiring. Thank you.
And Toya tells us her story. She's like, I was in Miami. It was late. He was hot. Ding, ding, ding. Not Eugene. Thank you, Your Honor. I rest my case.
So then Jackie does a real lame one. She goes, never have I ever had marijuana. And they're all like, everyone's just drinking.
I love that Jackie tries to do this like Miss Prim and Proper perfect lady and then takes everybody to shove toys up their cooch.
Yeah. So, then Anila's like, okay, guys, here's a fun one. Never have I ever had anal sex. Ha, glug, 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 glug. And everyone's just standing, like just sitting there. She's like, am I the only one drinking?
I don't believe them like, either. Oops. They just, like, everything else is fine but anal, you know? They're like, oh my God, I will not admit to anal. And so Simone's like, gross. And she says, the vagina is meant to stretch, not the anus. And Jackie's like, I am never doing that. Never, ever doing that.
Yeah. Well, then Anila's like, she's like, I'm a good Indian girl. I just had too much champagne to drink, Mom. So then now everyone finally leaves to go to their rooms, which I thought happened last episode. Maybe I'm crazy. I seem to remember Jackie dismissing them last week, but I guess Bravo was like, no, let's just get that anal moment in. Okay. So then,
let's just get that scene in for the gays. Okay. We really need to work hard for this one.
Yeah. So now it's nighttime. Everyone's getting dressed. Quad is FaceTiming with her mom. Contessa's FaceTiming with Scott in a rainbow wig. you know, it's that time of the show.
Yes, where everybody calls home. And Contessa is doing that thing where she's pretending that everything's great, you know? Contessa's either pretending everything is great or screaming and yelling in crazy wigs. So this is, you know, that side of her. So she's like, oh my God, it's such a fun trip. Oh gosh, I know you want me and Heavenly to make up, but it's not even affecting me. It's not even bothering me at all.
Yeah. And so and Scott's basically telling Contessa, like don't talk to Heavenly about her videos. Whatever you do, don't talk about the videos, because basically he just wants to be friends with Damon again, and he just wants the women to get over it. So he doesn't want her to, like, you know, reopen the wound.
Can you imagine being, like, excited to hang out with Damon again? Has Damon ever even said anything that he wasn't forced to say? He's just like,
I don't know. I don't have a good answer for that.
Does he pay the check? I mean, what does Damon do exactly?
Well, he has all sorts of insights about how women have to be soft, and when they're aggressive, they hurt the men.
Should we order appetizers, boys? You know, like the Bible says. It's like, oh, Jesus Christ, Damon. I don't think women should be working. Can we have a waiter, please? Like, oh, geez, there he goes.
So now they're walking through the lobby, and Carrie's like, sisterhood of the traveling glitter pants. Get it, girls? Get it? Glitter pants? Sisterhood, traveling glitter pants? Let me try that again from the top. Sisterhood of the traveling glitter pants. No one's laughing still.
I hope you guys enjoyed that, because that was Carrie's one line for the episode.
That was it. Her big contribution.
So Toya comes down in an unfortunate bodysuit. Very unfortunate bodysuit. It was like the entire documentary of that Lululemon thing that we watched. So it's like all episodes
LuLaRoe
on one woman.
Yeah.
Yes, LuLaRoe. It's one cult.
It probably was.
Just Toya. Yeah. And she's like, oh my God, that restaurant's cute. Hey, when this restaurant opens up, we have to come and get some bacon. And then starts Toya's new journey to find bacon. That's all she talks about the rest of the trip, is finding fucking bacon. We're in America, okay? There's bacon everywhere. There's flowers grown from bacon. You can go outside and pick bacon off the damn road, Toya, okay? You'll find bacon.
You really can. Go get a breakfast baconator, which is something I almost got in the Orlando airport.
Oh, my God. So, your Orlando airport food search has traumatized you for life.
It has. You guys don't even know. Okay, breakfast baconators. So so they arrive at this fancy restaurant that has cherry blossoms everywhere. And Quad, of course, is late. But then she makes her big entrance and everything. Oh, wait, Carrie has another line. Should we do a cheers, ladies? A cheers to the sisterhood of the traveling glitter pants. Remember when I said that? Glitter, because we're wearing glitter pants.
And Contessa's like, tonight I'm going to turn Vegas up. It's like, you're going to be in bed in an hour, I guarantee.
I know.
So then, you know, typical Vegas restaurant where you're like, are we outside? I didn't realize we're outside. Is this outside or Vegas outside? I'm really not sure. You really never know in Las Vegas. So they're kind of in an inside outside. Who cares? Quad comes and they do a little cheers. And Tori is like, oh, fudge. I put my purse on her chair and now she's going to sit here. But what about my purse? Where am I going to put the bacon if it comes?
Yeah. And you know, you think for a moment, because they've already started to like toast without Quad, and when Quad gets there, you think, oh no, is Quad gonna be mad? And she goes, if you start dinner without me, I'm fine. I know I'm tardy. Let's call it even. Because what had transpired was that I was late. It's like, okay, Quad.
And then some tourist, the Vegas tourists are killing it this episode. Like, some old guy tourist at the next table just turns and starts staring at them. It was so funny. It was like retired Fred Flintstone over there. It's like, what the hell is going on? It's always something in Vegas, that's for sure.
Yeah. And so Quad then looks at Contessa's wig and is like, wow, like you're giving cotton candy. And so Contessa's like, I'm Chanel. I'm working on an alias all weekend. And she's wearing a shirt that says Chanel on it. I'm like, okay, Contessa, if you're going to come up, it was a necklace.
Yeah.
But like if you're going to come up with an alias, try a little harder than just the necklace on your shirt.
Yeah, her alias Chanel. So Heavenly is saying, like, she's going to be the bigger person and apologize to Contessa.
But this Chanel? Chanel is a crazy bitch with cotton candy hair and the outfit? I'm just going to let Chanel be.
It's like, yeah, I'm not fucking with Chanel. Contessa's bad enough, okay? I'll leave Ronald McDonald down there alone.
Yeah, I don't need Contessa doing cosplay. So so now, but Contessa's now trying to, she's like, I want to go to a grown and sexy place. Let's go to a sexy place. So everyone's like, okay, whatever. So Simone's like, I am going to plan the take over the plan tomorrow. Okay, we are going to pretend there are no husbands and we are going to sit around my laptop and see if Michael has made it to school yet. He's almost there. He almost made it to school.
We're going to pretend there are no husbands, which is why I'm going to bring up marital problems the first thing in the morning. So they're talking about how they're going to, like, go to a strip club, and Heavenly's like,
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that with you guys.
So Jackie pulls out a curved whip. I was like, where was that prop hiding? Like,
I know. Out of nowhere, a whip. And she whips the table.
And whips the table. Just had that in her pocket. And she's like, I wanted to give you all a taste of what's going to happen after dinner.
Well, that's fine. You don't have to whip my place setting. So then, like, lots of espresso martinis arrive, and Carrie is very excited. She's like, and then food arrives, and Anila is like, do we need to take a shot? Should we take a shot? Because I'm fun. And Heavenly's like, no, we don't. So Jackie goes, you do. Penicillin. Penicillin burn. Penicillin burn.
Oh, really? What do we have if we need to take penicillin? And Simone's like, penicillin is for syphilis, and that is on the rise in the ATL. And she's like, so Quad, be careful, Quad. Be very, very careful. Do not do that. Do not do that to me at dinner. Do not do that to me.
I am single, but before I lay in the bed with anyone, we need to present a clean bill of health, because we have one life, and I need to treasure and value this fortress, the temple here. This temple here is the only one I'm getting and have. So if any syphilis transpires, I shall not abide by it. I conclude this case.
So food is delivered, and Toria's like, I just needed some bacon. Okay, Toya, you know, I think Toya is having some trauma from, like, losing all the houses that she keeps buying because she can't afford them. And I actually approve of this way of dealing with it, where you just start becoming obsessed with things you can afford. I think it's a step to healing, you know? It's like you may have had to give up the house in the neighborhood with sidewalks, but you can have bacon, you know? You can have that. Baby steps. Baby bacon steps.
Yeah, she's just like 10 years too late. I feel like it was 10 years ago when it was like really cool to be like, oh my God, I love bacon. Look, I have a t-shirt that says bacon on it. Oh, I got a tattoo that says bacon. Everything's better with bacon.
No.
But that's fine. Toya's not known for being on time either.
She wasn't there for the bacon trend when bacon was on trend.
Yeah, that bacon trend died a swift death when that one guy went on to Big Brother, and that was like his whole personality was bacon, and for a whole season, and he lasted somehow like the top three or four. He was terrible. He was one of those people, and so that meant that we had like a maximum season with him just talking about bacon, bacon, I love bacon on everything, and I was like, never eating bacon again after that. That's gonna turn me kosher.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Jackie is wearing this sweater thing, and it's got all these gold dollar signs all over it. And Quad is like, Jackie, does your jacket have some money signs on it? Did somebody make that for you, Jackie? And someone's like, wow, did somebody just make that for you? She said that. And she's like, well, it's just not you. You make the money silently, silently and proudly. You're not loudly about it. Not loudly, proudly, not loudly.
Hibbity jibbity. So then Heavenly's saying, like, well, she says, well, no, everyone here is successful actually. So now Audra is all of a sudden Audra like wakes up and she's like, well, according to you, Toya, I'm not a good lawyer. And Toya goes, oh shit, here we go. So Audra just decides to go in on Toya. And honestly, she owns Toya. It was hilarious. She's like, yes, here we go, because we're talking about being successful. So yes.
Girl, I said it was a joke. And it was a joke. She's like, well, I do not joke about my career. I am too African to joke about my career. And she goes, African? She goes, yes. In Africans, in Africa, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you're an engineer. Africans do not play when it comes to career. I'm from Ghana. She's like,
So I was like,
most people would have been like, I mean, okay, sorry, didn't mean anything. But then Toya decides to just fight anyway because she's Toya.
Yeah. Toya decides to go up against the lawyer. So Toya's like, well, all I was saying earlier was that you use your actual law degree when you were talking about Jackie. Like, what does she want? Toya wants her to use her law degree. Does she want her to literally write a legal brief at that moment? You know?
And that's what I do at all times. I use my degree at all times. Would you like some more water, ma'am? I object. See? Get out. You may clear the courtroom now.
I'm taking notes. It's like Quad in the background writing down things like what Audra said.
It's stenographic.
So, yeah. Claude on Steno. I love that. She totally would be. Jibberty, jibberty. So then, so Audra's like, that's exactly what I do at all times because I'm trained. But I need you to use your critical thinking skills. Do you have those? And yeah. Simone just looks at Jackie like, oh, shit.
She's like, yeah, I'm doing it right now. And Quad's like, well, now, Toya, you can't say that about someone's career. Oh, my God. She didn't even do anything. How am I team Toya? This is ridiculous.
I don't know. I was not team Toya. I thought, it was like a joke when she said it, but the Toya was pretty obnoxious. I still think Toya was obnoxious. And I just loved Audra just owning Toya. I thought it was hilarious. So Toya's like, are you angry? And Audra's like, no, I'm not angry. Are you clear though?
Sure.
Okay. Great.
We can move on. Adjourned. So Toya's like, it was a joke. I said, it was a joke. So Jack is like, okay, let's go to the next place. We're going to pay the bill now. Can I have everyone's credit card? Just joking. Don't worry. Toya, you can put the Capital One plastic away. Okay? We don't need that right now. And Simone's like, you don't even need a credit card, Jackie, because it's on my jacket. I know. It's hilarious still, Simone. Very, very funny.
And Contessa's like, can we pack some of this to go? And Jackie's like, no. Contessa, no, we can't pack this ticket. What was Contessa thinking? Wanting to pack it to go? Like, we're you taking all that up to the hotel room? We're just going to stink up and no one's going to be able to eat it.
Contessa, we are going to turn Vegas up. Can I please have this to go? That would be great.
I know.
So they walk through this small place, wherever they are. And Anila's like, want to see me do my Indian dance? And then she starts like twerking. Contessa's like, that's your hood dance, your Indian dance, your 3 o'clock in the morning dance. So they end up at a sex store. And I'm sorry, listen, I don't want to be sexist or whatever. I don't want a man working in the vibrator store, especially this man. I don't need like an aged wee character working in the vibrator store, okay? Because he goes, do you have a vagina? Yes, you have a vagina, yes! Wait until I show you how much your vagina can tingle.
And then Heavenly's like, she's like, you know,
everyone's talking about my social media and my channel, but at this point, I would not be surprised if Jackie had her own Pornhub channel.
And then they put up Jackie Hub. And
Jackie Hub, that's like, very sexy. Okay, yes, give it to me. Please be tested for syphilis, everybody. Yes, give it to me. Yeah, hot Jackie, hot stuff.
And then looking at like a sex pillow that like can sort of support you in various positions, and Audra's like, wait, and they're looking at like all the diagrams, and Audra's, wait, is that a laptop? They're like, oh yes, it's functional too. It's also like a lap desk.
Well, how else do you look at porn?
I know, but it's just funny to think of using your sex pillow as your also as a tax write-off for your work from home. So Jackie's like, I want the ladies to leave here thinking a menage a trois can be two people and a toy. I'm like, all right, no, I don't think so, but that's That's just two people with a toy, but
that's a menage a trois story.
menage a toy.
Yeah, it's a menage a toy. So the guy's like, okay, are we looking for internal, external? What are we doing? And Tori's like, I want to ask you a question before you start. This group is obsessed with these toys. And then we see clips over the years of Heavenly trying to... Just Heavenly being in different emotional states about vibrators. You know, it's like one year, no, I won't do that. The next year, she's rubbing one right on her jeans, like, that feels good. The next year, she's like taking one out to dinner. You know, it's like every year is another year of evolving for Heavenly's mindset on vibrators. So
yeah, it was sort of a strange moment because we do see how many times this group does go and look at sex toys. And it's kind of like, it was weird. It felt like the show was calling itself out for having lack of imagination with scenes to do with these women. Like, it's a reminder that one problem that marriage medicine does have is that it does dip in the same well, like, a lot. Like, we've had a lot of the dildos. We've had a lot of the couples hashing things out on a beach, you know, ready for some new kind of things.
Well, it's kind of like the old classic way of showing that you're still interesting as you age. It's like you're insecure because you're getting old. It's like an Erica Jane thing on Beverly Hills. Like every other sentence is like, oh yeah, well, I'm going to put my pussy on that. Hey, who's the toy now? So me or you? You know, like she gets, yeah. It's like, we get it, you know, you're like you're still fun, you know, but I don't know, like get a hobby.
Why can't they play Catan? I would love to see that quad be like, I have a brick and I need two sheep. Toya, can you help me?
I think I'm just aging differently because I'm like at the point where I'm tired of talking about my sex life with my friends or hearing about theirs. I'm like, how often do we have to talk? Like, we fuck, okay? You know, you want me to talk about my booger? It's just like so natural in there that I think when they're talking about it so much, I wonder how much they're really getting, you know, because they're always like, oh yeah, I'm so sexual. Oh yeah.
I agree. I just don't think it's that fascinating ultimately. I don't know. Maybe I'm just like a prude and just, I don't know. I mean, people probably hear me being like, there goes Ben with another Catan joke. Why does he always make Catan jokes? You know? Let's make jokes about vibrators.
So get to talk about everybody jerking off. So Toya's like, oh, I'm a showerhead girl. Yeah, that's what I do. I love showerheads. And Anila's like, oh, yeah. And now with my new showerhead, there's like all the spouts. Water pressure is your friend. And I just keep thinking back to my plumber coming a couple of weeks ago and lecturing me on hard water. You know? Does well, bad things.
Sounds like that's.
Do you guys have to use a lot of white vinegar up there? Like, do you have to do like white vinegar flushes?
You have to do a little soak. A
little baking soda. I mean, what's going on over there?
Oh god, what is a vagina anyway? Let's get down to that. So then Quad is talking about how she has like lots of vibrators, but she has to keep them all hidden around her bedroom because if Mason ever finds one, .. And, you know, it'll be like that scene in Parenthood where Steve Martin pulls out Diane Weiss' vibrator. And,
right.
You know, that's how I. That was actually literally how I first learned what a vibrator was. It was because of that scene.
You're definitely a child of the 80s, yeah. That's how we learned, you know. And our parents were like, oh my god, I thought this was for children. So the guy's like, okay, who knows tantra around here? Nice. So tantra, very, very intense, okay? What we're trying to do is, ooh, hold it. Hold the orgasm. Hold it. And Troy's like, no. No, I'm not going to do that.
Heavenly's like, I don't see why, like, how waiting 3 days is going to help me because I could have done it Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday and had 4 climaxes in 4 days for the same damn climax. I'm also, by the way, you know what's disturbing? This guy looked like Stefan from Top Chef. Remember that guy, Stefan?
Yes.
He reminded me of him, like, strange, like, German chef.
So, I think tantra was invented by an older guy who just couldn't come all the time. He was like, guess what? It's a Buddhist philosophy. That's why I'm only coming once a week. Okay? Tell your friends.
And his name is Sting. Remember when he said
exactly.
Sting in the airport?
Exactly. And Sting is actually a perfect example because Sting and his wife, Trudy, wasn't it Trudy? It's his wife, right? His ex-wife. I think they're divorced now. But she's like, we've had sex for like 20 days at a time or whatever. And Oprah's like, what? You had sex 20 days in a row? And she's like, we never stopped. Like, we would have breakfast. We were still having sex. And everyone's like, wow. And then later she's like, yeah, we didn't really have that much sex.
Yeah.
It's just something we said. It's just something we told Oprah, you know.
It is hilarious that Sting wound up with someone named Trudy. It's like, hi, my name is Sting, and here's my wife, Trudy.
Right? It's like, was there no Bernice available?
Pam. So, Sting and Pam. So anyway, Jackie's really happy with how the day worked out because Contessa didn't beat the shit out of Heavenly, and they all had fun. So she's like, I'm giving myself an A+. So now it's the next morning, so it's time for more FaceTiming with family members.
Yes. So morning. Who cares? Simone comes to Carrie and Toya's room, and Toya's like, what's that girl? What's her name? The attorney. What's her name? Deidre? It's Deidre, right? And Simone's like, Deidre, please say you did not just call her Deidre. That is a page out of Heavenly's Book of Shade. And then we see a flashback to Heavenly being like, Contessa, C-O-N-E-T-E-S-S-A, Contessa.
It really is. Deidre. By the way, something that was – Carrie actually had yet another line, but I didn't really understand it because Simone said – how did you think the evening went? And Carrie goes, like a Zeppelin. I didn't get it. Was Carrie doing Mad Libs? Or
yeah, I don't know. Did the evening go quickly? I don't know.
I didn't understand it.
So Simone's like, when we're joking and jabbing, we cannot predict how someone else is going to take that joking or that jabbing. Sometimes we tell a joke at somebody else's expense when we don't know how it's going to affect them. Now, Toya was mad, and that's kind of the same thing that was done to her that she got angry about. So she's like, if you're interested in building a relationship with Audra, then build. And if you're not, then call her Deidre today, and we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. It's basically her being like, remember when you got mad because someone made a joke at your expense, like Aniela did with the movers? Yeah, remember that. So then we go back to Atlanta because, you know, apparently it's important for us to see what the husbands are doing. So here's what they're doing. Eugene is videotaping his kids jumping in the pool. And he's talking about how he loves how quiet it is when everyone's gone. And then Dr. Kieran is with his kids and they're making pizza together. And he's like really proud of himself. He's like, me making a project out of them making their own dinner? Genius. I'm such a genius right now.
Then we go to the sipping plant, terrarium day with Scott's kids. I was like, the figures, you have to take them to a mall type place, you know? The other dads are like, you know, swim, I'll GoPro you. And he's like, we're going to a place called the sipping plant. So they're going to make terrariums. And one of the kids is like, why does Lauren have chopsticks in her hair? And he's like, because she's a teenager. So now she tries wacky stuff like that, right? Now, are you wearing makeup because mom's gone? Is that why? Okay, I think you need to ask your father about that eyeliner. Okay, we're about to admit nun to that movie theater. Okay, it's about to be admit nun.
She's like, I'm wearing makeup at a protest of you drag me to a terrarium place, Dad. So, yeah, and then over, Daddy is riding with Alora because she's learning how to drive, and then they're sort of like having banter about how she wants to stay up till 2 a.m. And of course, he's like, little girls need to stay in until 4 p.m. They can't go out after. When the sun goes down, little girls can't go out. They may lose their softness.
And Heavenly's like, yeah, he's very, he lets her manipulate him. And he's like, she's not manipulative. She's like, bullshit. And then we see the way that Alora does it. And it's so smart. She does bargaining manipulation where she's like, hey, Dad, I want a new car. Okay, how about a Ford Focus? How about a Rolls Royce? How about a Range Rover? Okay. So she's got a hey, Dad, I'm going to go out till 4 in the morning. No, you're not. How about midnight? How about 2? Okay. 2's fine. Smart kid. Yeah,
he is kind of a pushover. So now we're back to Vegas. And now the women are gathering for like breakfast or brunch or whatever at a Mexican restaurant. And Simone is like, Jackie's day was all about self-love. My day is all about fun and the motherfucking turn up. So they're just having a lovely brunch. That's the motherfucking turn up starts at just a lovely brunch.
So it starts okay. You know, Heavenly's like, cheers to new beginnings. So they're cheersing, and then the waiter comes over, and Tori goes, waiter, where's the bacon on this menu? And she's like, no, for lunch, we just have traditional Mexican dishes. You might notice the name of the restaurant is not Viva. It's Viva! So, you know, we traditional. She goes, oh, wait, so are you telling me you don't have bacon? She's like, I'm telling you, the restaurant's called Viva! So, you know, no bacon at all. Okay, I'm going to – I think we have that as a side dish later, but I'll check for you.
We'll have one of our busboys run across the food court and grab some bacon from Cheesecake Factory. One second.
Okay, because I need bacon.
So, Quad is like, can we call Uber Eats and get some, Toya, some bacon? So,
Contessa's like, saying, I love bacon. What's wrong with bacon? I don't have high cholesterol. Like, listen, I'm no doctor, but I disagree. Okay. 9 out of 10 Ronnies disagree with that statement. You have high cholesterol. You probably got high cholesterol just from the amount you asked for bacon. Okay. Your body probably hears the word and starts producing shit in your body.
Oh, gosh. So, Cadessa's saying how her trainer's gonna be pissed at her because she not only has like ignored his advice, she's been like going like overboard. So, like, she's definitely, you know, messing up her fitness competition.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Simone, she's like, well, I have been working on a couple's book. Cecil and I have been married for 25 years, which is the longest of any couple at this table outside of Toya and Bacon.
If you don't count the times we were separated and had separate homes, just for fun. So she's like, you know, I called everybody here at this table and, you know, you gave me great advice, even though I was debating you all. And Heavenly's like, well, at least you listened. And Simone says that during her divorce, like, or during her separation or whatever, Heavenly and her were so close. And Heavenly was definitely that one friend who would tell her to her face that she's being crazy. So you think she's going to be nice, right? But instead she goes, you know, even though you and I have a fundamental disagreement on how marriage is structured, you know, Heavenly's very big on just keep your mouth shut in your marriage.
And she's like,
no, I say just pick and choose your battles. As women, we get our way a lot. So when the men put their feet down, you got your way 98% of the time. So shut the fuck up and pick and choose your battles. If it isn't detrimental, then let them have it.
I'm like, well, I mean, I think that in general, in life, in marriages, in any relationship, in any like interaction you have with people, you should pick and choose your battles. So I don't think that this is like revolutionary advice. Also, I'm not sure that women get their way all the time. I think that's one of the issues that plagues, you know, civilization. But sure, go for it.
But Contessa's like, what is even happening? Miss, I don't talk about my marriage as giving advice. And so she's like, who's writing? Who? Are you writing a book? Girl, bye. So then Troy is like, you know, that advice that you just gave, pick to win battles.
Pick and choose your bacon. Pick and choose your bacon.
Fried, eat your bacon. That's the advice that somebody gave me when I first got married. It was like, you know what? Here's a good piece of advice. Don't go to bed bacon. Okay? Eat your bacon before you go to bed. Damn it. I need bacon. Where's my bacon? Fever!
And so then Jackie's like, well, when you're arguing and nobody's listening and processing, you're arguing with a fool. As no longer one fool in the argument, it's two, potentially three if there's bacon.
And she says, after sex, that's when you have that talk. Kiss that nipple and get what you want.
Just imagining Jackie just like suckling on Curtis's nipple, being like, what do you think about getting a Prius?
Jackie just sucking on that nipple, saying, you're going to watch that PT Cruiser at some point this weekend, aren't you?
How about trading in that Studebaker you got for, I don't know, literally any car built after 2018.
Please promise me that you're going to iron that silkish shirt with waves on the front.
Hey, here's the thought. Maybe no more shopping at Van Heusen.
So now they're starting to kind of passive aggressively poke at each other, right? Because Heavenly's like, you know, Jackie, if you're angry, the thing is, you'll at least know if I'm angry. But if Jackie's angry, you'll never know because she's
at the passive aggressive.
Yes. And so Contessa's like, well, I don't think there's anything wrong with that because you've got to pick your friends because it's too dangerous to have everyone in your circle if you have too many people making decisions or telling you this or that. So obviously this went from husbands to friends. So Contessa's,
yeah, like, Contessa's now like trying to like adopt this. That way she can go after Heavenly. Right.
Right.
And Heavenly's like, she's like, well, that's one of the flaws I don't have. Nobody can say to my husband, like, when I'm ready to go, like, I'm gonna, like, nobody can tell me to leave him, and I don't give a damn what nobody says. I don't give a damn if you make up some shit. I'm saying with my goddamn man. So now she's basically kind of, like, defending herself about the social media things that she's saying. They're basically sort of doing a slow dance to get back to arguing with each other.
Right. And Simone's like, but it does make you mad if somebody makes up shit about your man and co-signs it. And that's all Contessa's trying to tell you. No, she didn't make anything up. All she did was talk about shit. Now, listen, I still think Heavenly's wrong. But she was wrong enough in what she did. You don't have to make it up. Now, as far as about her co-signing and made-up rumors, you can talk to Quad about that later in the season when she finds out that Heavenly's been telling people that she's been sleeping with a married man. Okay, we'll get to that later. But for this, she was just repeating, she was just giving it her opinion on stuff that Contessa had talked about.
Yeah, and Heavenly even says, she's like, well, she's like, no, she put that shit out there. Nobody made it up. So, and then we see a montage of Contessa telling everyone all this shit about, like, I don't know where Scott is. He might be cheating. I don't know. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I don't know where anybody is at this point.
Yeah. So Simone is like, Heavenly, I need for you to get that when you hear your girlfriend repeating anything she said, it doesn't sound good. It doesn't feel good.
And Jackie's like, it's about to be an inferno in here. So Contessa's like, words have power. Words have power. Everybody, words have power. Okay, Contessa.
Bacon, you know, has power.
I don't care how correct Contessa is in a fight. She makes me fucking crazy. This is my least favorite kind of fighting. When you just sit at one end of the table and start yelling one phrase over and over again. It's like a housewives tactic that makes me freaking crazy. It's very Kenya.
Yeah.
And very so Rinna. It's very Rinna. Rinna and Kenya. It's a Rinna Kenya hybrid.
You have to have an A at the end of your name. So Heavenly is now standing up. And Heavenly is now, she's sort of screaming and she's like, I don't want anyone talking about my marriage. And if I don't want anybody talking about my goddamn marriage, I'm not going to put it out there for people to talk about because everybody talks about everybody in this motherfucker. And that's basically a way of saying, like, look, if you don't want people talking about your marriage, don't put it out there, which is true. It's actually true. Like, if you don't want people, like, don't put it out there and people won't be able to talk about it, which is actually true. But of course, it's also a reality show. So, you know, Heavenly is showing that she's, you know, withholding from the audience, of course, at the same time.
She's showing that she's withholding from the audience. What do you mean?
Well, like withholding, like she's saying, well, I don't want to talk about they're all saying, like, we think Heavenly is deflecting, like there's shit going on in her relationship. And Heavenly's basically admitting, like, I'm not going to share what's going on in my relationship. I'm withholding my relationship from the show.
Yeah, it's stupid too. Like, you don't have to show every single thing. And I think a lot of them do the sharing, like, quote unquote sharing, as like they use it as a weapon against their partner, I think, a lot of the times.
Yeah.
Where it's not like, oh, you're just being such a good reality star that you're sharing things. You're like you're going to war on camera, you know? And, of course, Heavenly's, like, standing up and yelling and squealing, and a lady is taking a video with her iPhone, like, with no shame at all. She's, like, at the next table just filming it.
Yeah. And Heavenly is just like doubling down. She was like, my shit is perfect. I'm going to say it over and over and over again until it happens. So it's like, oh, okay.
So you're manifesting? So this is basically Heavenly admitting that she's just saying it's perfect, so it will be, right? So yeah. Simone's like, but so she's saying that she's worried that if she talks about her marriage, that she'll have to go on and drag her own marriage because it was talked about on the show. Yeah, pretty much. Makes sense to me. So yep. Contessa is still going, words have power, words have... The waitress is like, okay, we got your bacon. Please, just everybody, please.
Please. And yeah, she's just going on and there's like a lot of crosstalk. And then Contessa goes, you're crazy as hell if you think I'm mad at you. I'm like, wow, I wonder where Heavenly got that notion by the fact that you... turned the conversation into this and are now screaming at her.
And had a whole in a surprise intervention in your cheesy ass screening room to scream at her. Yeah, it's so weird. So
Heavenly get that notion.
Heavenly's, you know, you're mad at your man and you're misdirecting your anger over here. And Contessa's like, what you just said is the problem. Where is that? And then Heavenly's like, well, that's why I don't fuck with you. And then Contessa takes off her sunglasses and goes, I want you to see my eyes because I want to be very clear.
So then she stands up. And then Heavenly's like, we do not do dysfunction. And so now then she's screaming and more people are recording on their phones. And then Contessa's like, peace out. And there's just like chaos happening at this brunch. And
yes, Jackie... and now they're both being held back by two different groups of friends, you know. They're both being held back like in high school before they go into a fight. And Anila's like, oh my God, the people at this restaurant just want their breakfast. It's too early for this.
Yeah. And Jackie is like, menopause, we are here. She needs her medicine. And Contessa's like, you are an unfaithful friend. You're an unfaithful friend. Mm-hmm. And Anila's like, Heavenly, you love Contessa. Stop it. You know you love her. You love her. You love her, Heavenly. So she's like really trying to mend this in this chaos.
And of course, Toria's just like, I'm just trying to enjoy my bacon. Okay, it took half an hour to get here. So, viva.
No, it's viva!
So then Anila and Audra take Heavenly up to Anila's room. And Heavenly's like, I will not have it! Do you have drinks up there? Okay, I'll go with you.
Yeah. And Contessa's like, she's like, I've never told her secrets and I never will because that's not who I am. And there's just like a lot of... there's like a lot of chaos. So then Contessa, once Heavenly leaves.
It goes from them being held back, people holding them back so they don't kick each other's ass, immediately to, guys, can we say a prayer? Oh, yeah. Yes, Contessa, please lead us all in prayer now.
Yeah, lead us in a prayer over your, you know, huevos rancheros, please. So Simone is like, now, God, I know you're busy dealing with bigger issues than ours, but right now I'm just asking for some special powers to rain down our group. Just please, I know we already used our first favor to get Toya that bacon, but can we possibly get a second favor from you?
Oh, my gosh. So Toya thinks that this group is just so guarded and they let things stay on the surface and then they only blow up to get to the truth. And Simone's like, wow, you ate some bacon and now you're talking some sense. I now approve of the bacon.
Yeah. Turns out all Toya has needed all these years was just a slice of bacon. she would have been the voice of sanity.
Okay, so now all the ladies, it's later, so everybody's gathering in this big stretch limo thing that Simone got. And, of course, it's Simone's day, so she's doing her Simone as, you know, camp leader thing, where she's like, I am so excited! Woo-hoo! Look at this limo! It is my day!
Does everyone have their boxed lunch? We will be having a bathroom break, and then after that, remember your buddy system.
Say no to everybody. Syphilis.
So, I mean, for me, it was sort of odd because I felt like the episode had already ended. I was like, oh, the big fight. You know, I thought there was going to be a to be continued or whatever. But I was like, oh, we're going to still go because I guess there's going to be some other shit that's going to happen. So they're going to go on the next event. And they're all waiting in the limo, but, like, Heavenly's not there. And and so they're like, well, we want Simone wants Heavenly to be part of it because everyone has to be part of it. So she calls Heavenly, and Heavenly's not answering. You're like, oh, shit. Heavenly's mad. So they're like, okay, Jackie, you call Heavenly now. So Jackie calls Heavenly. But then Heavenly calls Simone back. You're like, oh, okay. So there's no fight. Heavenly just missed the call.
They're like, fine. I'll be now. There. So Simone's big day. She is going to turn it up. They are going to party like crazy. This is going to be the best trip anyone has ever seen. We're going downtown Vegas. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Breaks.
We're going to Fremont Street.
You do not promise me the best day of my life. And then take me to a covered downtown, okay? An all-indoor downtown. Are you fucking kidding me? Roll down the windows, please. It's Fremont Street.
I mean, they're already just barely on the strip with that casino up there by Circus. So, so they're going to go ziplining. And so Toya's like, there's so many other things to do in Vegas. And she's just ziplining. Why don't we go to the Bacon Museum of America? Surely that exists here, right?
So she starts crying. She's taking that role in the Housewives, you know, canon, where she's like, I'm so scared of heights. So she's crying, and they have to talk her into it. And it's a huge moment for Toya. It's huge. Toya is about to change right in front of all of our lives and give us hope for our futures. And so they end up just tying a strip of bacon to the line, and she jumps right on it and gets down it fine. It's great.
Yeah. She's like, wow. Well, I've checked that off of my non-bucket list. I conquered a fear, which was, of course, gliding over a man in a tiny t-shirt standing in front of a Subway. The sandwich shop, that is. The thrill of gliding past a Foot Locker at 15 miles per hour. Wow, I'm glad I did it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, that brings us to the end of Married to Medicine, yeah, guys.
They kind of try to make it. They try to make the zip lining thing like a nice button, because Simone is like, see, we were able to come together after the blow up. I mean, we fight and we play harder and the fun has only just begun. I'm like, don't try to make this zip lining seem like you've like come together in the name of sisterhood. This is just zip lining. People are like, it's a free event. I'm going to do it.
Toya overcame a traumatic past. Episode over. Okay. Well, thanks, everybody. This has been fun. We'll be back tomorrow with some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Friday with Southern Charm, and Monday, of course, with our first official episode of Winter is Crappening for the House of Dragon. Yeah, first official recap of House of the Dragon. So we will see you next time, everybody.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
We talk to her daily, it's Kaylee.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, it's Jennifer Corcoran. We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel. It's Megan Ragel.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Paging Paige Mills.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Coutard. We love you guys.